senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, sort of streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you've gone down, download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you get us, we appreciate the fuck out of your listening and everything time. Thanks for joining us. We are implemented some changes here at Crab Diving.
Nine!
And I'm just listening to myself saying, "Good, welcome to Crab Diving," and after our delay.
We made a lot of changes based on feedback we got from the audience.
And our computer, our old ancient computer that we had the show running on.
There will be no more
occasionally
accents.
Bye-bye.
No more accents. There'll be a lot more choreography.
But the if it sounds weird, if shit sounds different, I had to reinstall the software on a different PC and everything. Not all of the settings and everything ported over correctly, etc. So it's been a little bit of a clusterfuck just trying to get this stuff going, but hopefully we are going out. I mean, I just listened to us, so we are going out. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining us on our social media, and the media. Check us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. We check that mofo.
Yay.
And we're also on Facebook and also on your Instagram on rare occasions.
4chan.
Not on 4chan.
I don't even know how that works.
Surprisingly. Huh?
Well, I mean, you know, 4chan. Do you post things on 4chan?
Yes.
Just weird shit.
Well, yeah. You messages selling... and anime and conspiracy theories and kitty porn.
I'm selling whale testicles and ivermectin gel or some weird
the
favorite, shit like that.
Favorite hangout of all things conservative.
You want my PCP? Oh, yeah. You think a lot of conservatives are on 4chan fishing for shit they yell about, but they really want because they're repressed.
That's where a lot of the crazy conspiracy total lies start. They can
They
can trace some of them to 4chan posts where somebody was like, Hillary Clinton and Uma, there's a video of them eating the face off of a girl after they rape her. And then somebody's like, oh, totally. And they share it. Yeah. On some website, and then they share it on some other website. And,
oh, yeah, it's nice. It's called culture.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We do have all kinds of shit going on in the world. Also, thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link.
Thank you.
Ryan's about to tell you about it.
Oh, well, let me tell you about this here Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of. Actually, Jeff Bezos flies over in a drone, and he pukes up Bitcoin right into our mouths. Thank you so much.
Is Bezos into Bitcoin?
He's into baby birding, I think. Yes, he loves Bitcoin. Jeff Bezos loves going to space. He loves Bitcoin. He loves Mars. He got a divorce from his wife. Did he remarry, or what's up with him? They divorced, right? Jeff Bezos and what's her face? They split.
He divorced. I mean, he's got a girlfriend he's had for a while.
Oh, really?
But I don't know that he has...
What's his personality like? Good, do you think?
What?
Jeff Bezos, what's his personality like? Do you think it's good?
You know, I'm multitasking. Oh, yeah, I'm listening to the show on a delay so I can fix our levels.
The show sounds good. She says it sounds good. Earlier, it sounded like the old show from yesterday, but or the day before or something. But now it sounds right. But thank you guys for listening. And I want to also say that I've seen a lot of weird, fucked up news about just crazy, crazy, crazy animal stuff lately. Like, did we talk about that seal that sleeps on that giant barge?
No.
What the fuck? I mean, it seems to me that when we go in the woods and we go in the water, I don't know if it's climate change or whatever, but nature all of a sudden is being super duper extra aggressive. It's like, you know, the sharks out there know we're coming. They know we're not seals, but they're just fucking us up just to remind us that we fucked up the ocean. And I feel the same way with bears. You know, you go in the woods, the bear fucks you up just to remind you that you fucked up their environment. You know what I mean?
I'm partially listening while I'm trying to fix our stuff here. I'm sorry.
No. I understand now. I was drinking coffee. I understand why anybody would only partially listen to that. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh, I wish we had some updates from the zoo mall. Remember the zoo mall in Louisiana?
The missing
It's just all
giant.
What news?
Snake.
Yeah. The news is so fucking frustrating right now because it's all like pandemic shit, you know. But people are getting their shots, so it's actually getting better, right? It doesn't suck as much as it used to, right? Or things are getting better with the pandemic. What do you think?
Things are not getting
better. Things are not getting better with the pandemic. Well, that sucks. You see what I mean? Like, I wish there were more bear stories. The pandemic sucks. God, Afghanistan is a fuck storm. Okay. Ooh, that sounds good to me now in my ear.
Yeah, I just bumped up our levels a little. Apologize, everybody, for you having to mess with your volumes and everything. Right. But
with your knobs.
Our settings were nuked.
Right. Oh, that sucks. We're the fascists.
And I'm trying to... So now I can hear Ryan.
Oh, okay. Hi.
At a regular level.
Yay.
And the thing is, we can't really test this shit.
Right.
Earlier.
I mean, you know, we're all doing the best we fucking can. You know what I mean? The other day, what was up with that person doing the fucking modern dance number out in the front yard during the show? Do you remember that? Because someone that lives near me asked me, what was up with a person dancing their face off in your front yard?
Oh, was that the guy in the wheelchair?
I think he was doing a TikTok.
Oh, I don't
I
know
really do. Because somebody was filming him. Yeah. Very strange.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's see what's going on in the old world.
Yay.
At our... could you turn my headphone down a wee bit over there? Because now that I've cranked the levels, now I can hear...
Are you level one?
Yeah, I'm number one. Thank you.
Okay, was that enough?
Yes.
All right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
Of Post. The headline there.
Really?
Pelosi tames the hostage takers. Big Bill moves forward.
Oh, shit. Why do they have to say it like that? Tames the hostage takers. I mean, didn't she just make these people do it the way she wanted to do it?
Well, yeah, but they were threatening to... weren't they threatening to... not vote for it, and there were enough of them. Weren't there 9 of them? That's enough to have scuttled the whole fucking thing.
Right. They were being little bitches. They weren't sticking with a plan. You know what I mean? Pelosi has 2 fucking impeachments, right? She has 2. And they're like, oh, we might have a better plan. It's insane.
The House of Representatives moved forward on Democrats' agenda with a procedural vote Tuesday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi struck a deal with centrist Democrats who blew up the original plan to vote Monday night. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you helping? You know what I mean? Like who? What does that help in the grand scheme of things? How is that helpful to the cause?
Well, they feel like they're being centrist.
What? How does that help anybody? How does negotiating with the worst people on the fucking planet help anybody? Those people are fascists. There's no negotiating with these assholes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Who would brag about being bipartisan with these cunts? Honestly.
Well, that for some reason, that message seems to still work.
God, if you have a hard-on for that and you live in America, you need to think about what that means. You're out of your fucking minds. These people on the right are fucking insurrectionists. They don't give a shit.
The moderates led by Representative Josh Gottheimer, Democrat of New Jersey, threatened to vote against a high-priority budget resolution this week because they wanted the House to vote first on a bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed the Senate earlier this month.
You fucking bootlicker. Fuck them. Fuck that shit. They are monsters. I hate this. We want it to be bipartisanship. Here's my penis. Fuck off.
Pelosi mollified the moderates, it says, with some obscure parliamentary maneuvering.
Yeah. Hey, moderates. The other side that you're trying to negotiate with, a lot of them probably plan January 6th. They're insurrectionists. Don't be their bitch.
The House approved the budget resolution today, but the Democrats voted nay.
Ew.
As part of a procedural measure known as a rule.
Oh.
That also calls for the House to take up the infrastructure bill by September 27th. So
order, order, order. Did I fuck it up?
By yelling,
order.
No, I just got to get the levels right so it doesn't spike when you're louder.
Yeah.
So that's the headline.
Yay! There.
Plus, I moved from a left-handed mouse setup.
That's insane.
Over on the other computer to a right-handed mouse setup.
Do you feel marginalized by this white supremacist right-handed world you're forced to maneuver about in?
Well, I can use both. So
I mean, I'm not equating, you know, side dominance with race or anything like that. But like, but the world is more about right-handed people. You know what I mean?
Well, which makes sense because there's a lot more right-handed people. But I could do everything with my right hand too. So.
Oh, you're ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Mostly.
I can write with both hands. I can.
Yeah.
I eat with my right, but I play tennis right-handed. But I golf lefty.
Oh, okay.
I discovered that the hard way. I went golfing and played with right-handed clubs, and I almost flung every single golf club into the pond. I was irate. I'm like, I can hit a fucking tennis ball. It's going 130 miles an hour. I can't hit this little ball. It's laying on the ground in front of me.
Left-handed people have advantages in sports.
But then a left-handed friend was like, here, try this.
And
I was like, thwack. I mean, I didn't.
Right.
I made contact. I'm not saying Tiger fucking Woods, but
right.
So then the next time we went out, I used left-handed clubs and I actually
do you excel
a decent time.
You excel at all country club sports.
Yeah, it's, of course. It's me. That's me.
I'm just kidding.
Curling in the winter.
Golfing.
Skiing. I don't ski. I've never. I've been skiing.
That's fucking insane.
But hey, it's not a big.
You want to play something where you're going to for sure break your fucking legs? You know what I mean?
That's yeah. So that's the headline over at the Huff Post.
Yay.
Let us see what's going on over at El Drudge Report.
Hey, man. It's probably Biden's fucking up the evacuation from Afghanistan. Okay, that's what I'm guessing.
Okay, I'm turning off ourselves in my ear now. Maybe I can.
I don't know how you do that.
It's like ear prompter training.
Oh,
you just kind of got to. Except instead of repeating what I'm hearing, I have to ignore it.
Right.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
The headline there says, Kamala flight delay over Havana syndrome.
Oh, shit.
I saw this story. This is at the Daily Mail. Drudge likes to link to the Daily Mail.
Why?
Quite frequently.
They're conservative fuckwads.
The Daily Mail is kind of
isn't it, though?
Isn't it kind of a tabloidy?
I thought it was owned by Rupert Murdoch Or am I getting that mixed up?
With no, that's one? The son.
Okay. I don't know.
Does he own the dad? Who the fuck knows? Yeah. He's, I saw some stuff in, you know, my work life, some stories that, about Australia not being happy with him at all. There was a major expose done by some large newspaper or website or something down there that is basically saying Rupert Murdoch has been the greatest threat to democracy.
Yeah, not no only fucking shit.
Not only in Australia, but in the UK and in America.
I mean, you know, the guy's got a whole news network dedicated to lying all the fucking time. I mean, they do crazy. They've done crazy shit on Fox. They will have admirals on that aren't admirals, right? Do you remember that? Didn't they have a fake admiral on to talk about some military shit? Turned out the guy's not a fucking admiral.
Yeah, they had some Swedish expert out.
Yes.
Expert on, and they were like, the Swedes called, and they were like, hey, this guy ain't ours. We don't know what the fuck's going on. Or, yeah. You know, oh, we don't know what the fuck is going
Borsky,
on.
Borsky.
Who is that guy?
I mean, how are they news? How do we let Fox News call themselves news in this fucking country? I'm sure is Fox News news in Australia?
Yeah, I don't know. And I know in Canada they're not. I don't think they are here either. I thought they're designated as a entertainment entity.
Oh, I think they're news. I think the local cable affiliates list them, you know, as news and what they offer.
Okay, we can't hear the sound effects.
Okay.
I just played one.
Right.
So that gonna have to fucking work on.
Yay.
I hopefully we'll be able to hear the clips. We'll find out in a minute or two. So over at the Daily Mail, Kamala Harris, vice president, her departure from Singapore was delayed by more than 3 hours because of, quote, an anomalous health incident in Hanoi, whatever that means.
This ear thing, this
this
sound weapon.
Anomalous health incident. God, that's a good warm-up. Anomalous health incident is what the U.S. government calls Havana syndrome, the mysterious condition that causes headaches, brain injury, and other issues.
Damn!
Officials said the decision was made to continue on the trip, but did not offer many details.
That sounds super-duper shitty to me. Havana syndrome. Enjoy. God damn.
So they held up for a minute and then they continued on the trip. So it was just a short delay. So two U.S. staffers were medevaced out of Vietnam after a quote, anomalous health incident in Hanoi.
Anomalous health incident in Hanoi. Anomalous health incident in Hanoi. Anonymous health incident in Hanoi.
Anonymous.
Did I say anonymous?
Yeah.
Anonymous health.
Anomalous.
Anomalous health incident in Hanoi.
There you go.
That's impossible.
Anomalous
health incident.
We do have, those are your headlines.
Wow, good job. That's an anomalous
Health
incident in Hanoi. We got the pandemic. No, you didn't do any pandemic stories. Do we not have the pandemic anymore, or did you?
Oh, I think we still might have a pandemic going on.
That's... Well, good.
We'll see. I want to see if any of our clips are going to work today.
Do you need me to hit that button?
Nope. Thank you. Let's see. Our friends over at Right Wing Watch.
Right.
Probably have a good clip going. Here we go. This is our friend, Right Wing Watch looks like it's been a little on the slow side the past couple of days. There's something going on there.
It's the virus.
Fuck it. In the news, elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
We'll get to that. Mike Lindell.
What the fuck? How the fuck does this guy stay in the news? I mean, really?
It baffles us all.
Don't you have a family or don't you have anybody that you want to hang out with? Do you read books, Mike? What does Mike Lindell do for fun?
Well, apparently he goes on Steve Bannon's fucking show because he seems to be on almost every night now.
got these insurrectionist motherfuckers. This is all they're about. He won't talk. I bet he... Mike, you know, you're probably a big fucking bore. People that know you, they're like, oh my God, all he's going to talk about is this Dominion voting bullshit all fucking night.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell this week said that a federal court will be issuing a nationwide injunction to prevent Dominion voting systems from modifying electronic voting machines? What the fuck does that mean?
That's right, Pat. Freedom.
While speaking to Real America's Voice host Steve Bannon.
Hey, I'm a Nazi. How the fuck does he have a job in the media? I mean, you know, it's his podcast.
He said, you guys, this is the smoking gun of all time.
This is the smoking gun of all time. Please go to mypillow.com. Write it. We can't process credit cards anymore, so write us a check.
Guys, it's totally the smoking gun.
What happens if they're able to tie like stuff into MyPillow Corporation? Let's say it's some insurrectionist bullshit. What will happen? What would happen then?
What do you mean?
What if Mike Lindell had some part in planning the insurrection on January 6th?
I don't think everything he's done is a clusterfuck. So I can't imagine.
You just don't think he could pull it off?
I can't imagine that would happen.
Right.
Let me see if we can hear this clip. And every time Dominion
does this, it's real low.
It's really low again.
I can ask my mom if she can hear it.
I've got it in my head.
Oh, okay. Oh, you.
I've got a monitor going. Good. It just takes a while too.
Hey, mom, can you hear this clip?
Well,
she wouldn't be able to.
Right. Well, then I'll hear it at the same time she does.
Oh, that's true.
So I'll be able to determine that.
Everyone will know.
One of the first things we're going to be doing is we're putting an injunction against Dominion, he said. It's a nationwide injunction prohibiting Dominion from making any modifications to their voting systems that would destroy prior election data.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really low.
He is crazy. I think that guy needs an intervention. I think somebody needs to sit down with Mike Lindell and say, listen, buddy.
Oh, my God. Okay, I just fixed something.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Okay.
It's not going
to
be low.
Time
anymore.
Dominion does this.
Oh, wow. Listen to that.
You know, attack someone, it makes more news, like when they went after OAN and Newsmax the other day. Well, Dominion's in for it now. We've got the Tina Peters case in Mesa County. Remember, she's an elected county.
Meanwhile, this is all just bullshit, by the way. We want to remind you that it's all complete bollocks.
It's a Tina Peters case.
It's a Tina Peters.
Am I supposed to know? Am I supposed to know who the fuck Tina fucking Peters is? Am I? Do you know who Tina Peters is?
He was just telling us, but who gives a fuck? Yeah. Kind of. Okay, so the clips are working now. That makes me happy.
My mom concurs.
We do have elsewhere in the news.
Yay, fuck Trump.
I think there's a couple of Mike Lindell stories.
Of course, fuck yeah. I mean, you know.
We did miss yesterday because of this bullshit with our technical difficulties.
Okay. Sad.
And we didn't get to play this clip. This is at the Super Spreader event.
God.
Nuremberg Hate Rally.
Nine!
In Alabama.
Oh, God!
That former President Donald John Trump had.
Why is that old Nazi fuck allowed to have these Super Spreader events?
They grabbed the three or four black people that were in the audience and made sure they're right behind him.
Is anyone wearing a mask?
Nope, don't see any masks.
That's shocking to me, because if you go out and about now, you see people in masks. Like the Dollar General, everybody's masked up. At the Walmart, they're masked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nobody's masked up at this Super Spreader event, I guess. God, we're just so gross and sad and disgusting. Do we just want to die? Is that what it is? Do we just... Is everybody a bunch of, like, fucking just, I don't know. Do people just don't, they don't want to survive the pandemic?
Well, I think they think they're going to survive.
Are they nihilists?
They're morons.
Is
they
everybody
think
in Florida
that,
a nihilist?
Well, they don't know what that is. And that doesn't necessarily mean you want to die.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting moment from the hate rally.
Yay.
Sorry for the Trump voice. See, instead of just having the clip, we've got to sit through a nice little bullshit video.
Right. Thank you, bullshit video. We all have to sit through so much bullshit all day.
My computer, this computer is much louder too, as far as typing. Here we go.
3 days less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedom.
Listen to that.
Oh, my God.
Trump, their orange god, as they're standing there with their mouth open like birds, waiting for drips to fly off of him into their mouths.
Yeah, it's depressing. Because, hey, Trump made the monster. Here's his monsters.
Right.
He made all these fucking Frankensteins, and now he can't even go get them.
He says, you want your freedoms, but you should get the vaccine.
Boo! Go fuck yourself!
Boo, what's wrong with you? You ain't getting that vaccine.
Maggots, if you reject Trump, who will you embrace? Who will be next? Who will he embrace? Who is more Trump than Trump?
They're gonna go for DeSantis.
Oh my God.
They're gonna love him.
Why? He's killing people here in Florida with his bullshit. They like it.
Exactly.
It's a fucking death party.
He's owning the libs by killing off people.
I'm owning the libs because everybody's dying. God. This state deserves, well, maybe they don't deserve a better. Some people in the state voted differently, and it's just not fair that we have this fuckhead. It's not fair. God.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. I recommend
Boo. And then did you hear?
I mean, he almost died from this shit.
One of his openers,
yeah,
who did a good round of stand-up, Mo Brooks. Listen to Mo Brooks.
There are some people who are despondent about the voter fraud and election theft in 2020. Folks, put that behind you. Put that behind you. Yes. Look forward. Look forward. Look.
Put that behind you. Put that 2020 election behind you. There are some that are looking back. Look forward. And they're ready to kill him. Now they're ready to kill him.
You got these, Mo. Weren't you responsible partially for getting these people to storm the fucking Capitol?
Partially.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
God, dude.
Significantly.
You told them to storm the Capitol. You say they stole the election. Now you're saying it's cool. Get over it. You cannot, these are not stable people. You cannot yank their chains like this and expect them to behave reasonably. Someone has to get these,
I turned the air conditioning.
Oh, thank you. Someone has to get these lunatics under control. I don't know who it's going to be.
Apparently it's not going to be Trump or Mo Brooks.
Have to convince these people to not be domestic terrorists. You started this shit, you fucks.
Here's the end. Listen to Mo Brooks. Then, I mean, he realizes, and they turn on him, and then at the end, he's like, oh, well, okay, you can go ahead and look back.
Look forward! Look forward! Look forward! Beat them in 2022! Beat them in 2024!
Listen to them booing him.
All right. Well, look back at it, but go forward and take advantage of it.
All right. Well, we'll look back at it.
How's okay. It going, motherfucker?
We're going to kill you. Oh, okay.
You assholes can't handle these. Listen, motherfuckers, you got to handle your people. Figure it out. I mean, God. Now, Trump turns these people into monsters, and then we have to handle these people. This sucks. God.
Um,
We've got to win in 2022. We've got to win in 2024. That's what we've got to do. There are some people who are despondent.
That's a loop. So there you go. Mo Brooks and Trump.
I
both
when
booed.
When a Republican says we have to win in these years and whatever, why though? What happens if you win? Does a lot of great things happen in the country? Do we get any infrastructure? Do we get a minimum wage increase? Or do we just get like more fascist shit and tax breaks for people that don't give a shit about anybody else but them? You know what I mean? Like, why?
So, you know, these assholes are fucking staring at the monsters they created.
Yay!
Who are now turning on them. Trump's like...
And they're terrified.
Trump's like, get vaccinated. Boo!
Dude, they wanted to come for Mike Pence. They wanted to hang his ass. They wanted to hang his ass because yeah, all he did was the same thing that everybody does. He did the thing that you're supposed to do.
They wanted to literally...
They
literally
made
hang man, make puns, Mike Pence.
Is it too obvious to say that should be a cautionary tale
for Republicans? For who?
Anyone?
You're assuming they
for
can learn.
For anyone that doesn't want to be hung to death. Really? What do you think? It pisses me off that Trump and Mo Brooks go, they waddle out there to the mic and they think that they're going to get these fuckers to be reasonable after they spent how many years making them unreasonable? It's actually maddening. It's not fair.
Well, yeah.
Fuck off.
So that was Mo Brooks.
God. Come on, guys. Just forget that whole thing. You made a whole thing out of it, though. You can't just say, now don't forget that. I mean, if you really think the election was stolen for Trump, you just can't say. Now you just can't say, well, fuck it.
Well, right.
God, you're making these people nuts. And I don't even know what you should do to fix it.
Elsewhere in the news, we do have other shit going on. This the COVID be going on.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
We've got Duval County.
Oh, yeah.
Florida.
Okay. Far away from here, correct?
Yeah, that's down. Isn't that Miami? Or
is it named after Robert?
Where's Duval? Wait. Orlando. Yeah. It's one of those big counties.
Right.
The Jacksonville.
Oh.
So there you go. It's not the huge one. It's the Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's big, man. They got buildings.
Almost 1 million people, yeah.
Yay.
It's a big civilized city.
Right.
Duval County, Florida schools had an emergency meeting.
Shit.
For their school board, and so you know how things are going these days.
Oh, God, is this gonna fuck me? My ass coals.
This is the emergency meeting. This is one of their speakers. I don't know who this is, but this is their public comment section.
A bribe. Okay. It's a bribe from the Biden administration to violate Governor DeSantis' executive order in return to be fully compensated. Section 8 prohibits this. School board members doing anything other than abiding by the law is illegal. Not only is it illegal, it's a violation of the Parents' Bill of Rights, which means this emergency meeting happening right now equates to a meeting to plot and commit a crime.
So she's suggesting that even getting together to suggest voting to order a mask mandate for the schools, they're committing conspiracy. They're committing a crime because Governor DeSantis.
Oh my God. How are we? There's no other way to survive. If you live in Florida, let me give you some advice. I live here. I haven't lived, you know, stay inside if you can. Lock your doors. Dig a moat.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife. Construct a flaming moat. Dig it around your house, you know, and just. Buy a bunch of canned goods because these people are crazy. You need to keep your distance from these people. They're nuts. They're spreaders. They're breathers. They're droolers.
Here she is.
As a law-abiding citizen and parent of school-aged children, I encourage you all to take this into consideration before voting. I fully support the removal of any school board member who knowingly violates the law, and I pray that anyone who participates in unlawful activity be punished to the fullest extent of the law. I strongly encourage every school board member to abide by the law, and I demand that each of you not infringe upon the rights of thousands of your constituents and their minor children. The criminal activity being contemplated by the Duval County School Board is not a victimless crime. Thank you.
I'm having trouble understanding what's
this
going on.
This is about saving kids' lives and saving people's lives, and this fucking asshole.
She doesn't want people to have to wear masks.
Yes, it's a crime by even sitting here and discussing it.
I mean, are you out of your fucking mind? This is nuts. God.
And happening everywhere, all over the nation with these school board meetings. There are some of these mask holes. Some of these assholes are showing up.
I just don't.
Squealing and threatening. We had the case, I think it was last week or the week before, we did the story of the school board member that got punched, literally.
Yes, yes.
Others have been threatened. We know who you are. We know where you live.
How do we fix it? We need mommy or daddy, or mommy and daddy, both parents, to come over and not let school board members do this shit to people. Schools should be able to tell the people to wear masks. I mean, how do we do that? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Because the way we're doing it now, it doesn't work. Because we have these assholes. So there must be something the federal government can do to protect people at fucking public school, right?
Right.
I mean, could the government say, okay, if you don't have a mask mandate at your school, we're going to yank your funding, so you have to have one?
Well, that's what DeSantis is trying to do the opposite of.
Oh, that's see, you're telling now that
he's saying if you put a mask mandate, I'm gonna cut your money. Cut your salaries.
If my idea is the opposite of what he would do, then everyone should do it. It's a good idea.
The COVID be going,
yay,
like crazy.
I read something very disturbing. Some Fauci said we should have this variant under control by spring of
2022.
And I'm reading this, I'm like, how is this good news? Is that good news?
Well, it's only
God
six
damn.
Or 8 months away.
How much more? God, get for your this shots, variant. You fucking cunts.
For this variant.
For this variant. Because we got Lambda, right? Lambda.
Well, yeah, they'll probably be up to Omega by that time.
When do we get something a little bit more sexy, or coli, or Ebola, something like that? When do we get that, and that'll kill us all? God.
We've got one of your favorite subjects, Ryan.
Snakes.
Not a good story, though.
Sharks.
A 77-year-old woman from Oklahoma died this month after contracting the coronavirus.
Okay.
She was among the 27 reported positive cases aboard the Carnival Vista.
Oh, my God.
One of the highest number of publicly recorded cases on a ship sailing from the United States since cruises restarted this summer.
For real, if you have been on a cruise, a Carnival cruise, there is something about the last leg of that cruise, and this is pre-pandemic. And I never thought about pandemics before now. Not really. But it crosses your mind how disgusting it is there. Like in the bathrooms, any bathroom. If you're in
the bathrooms are gross on. Well, I thought it's like a floating hotel that it would be really nice and clean and shit.
On the way back, are you kidding me?
Oh well, they don't care.
On the way back, everybody's like, "Ah, we're out of drinking money. Let's just go to the buffet." You know, Carnival Cruise Line's like, "We got to get back. These fucking rednecks are gonna eat our profit margin away."
Well, everybody's barfing.
No, if you go on a Carnival Cruise Line now, don't go. Number one, I'm saying don't go. But pro tip: if you go, use the bathroom in your cabin, you might not know this, but there's a gym.
I was just gonna say, go to the gym. I'm sure
no one goes. I went
cricket,
every day.
Cricket.
Dude, it was a beautiful gym. It looks out on the ocean, on the Gulf. I'm working out. all by myself. All by myself, man. I was like, this is the best thing ever. And, you know, and then the bathrooms are nice, you know, and the nice shower and the whole bit. Nobody's up there. No COVID up in the gym in a Carnival Cruise Line.
Bummer of a story. RIP to Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones. Keith Richards.
That sucks.
Still around.
Yep. Well,
Charlie Watts, the first of the Rolling Stones.
Did he die of COVID?
To leave us. I don't believe we have that information. He was 80.
Right.
I know he had had a previous bout with cancer, I think. But,
you know, I'm sorry. One more tip. If you're going on a Carnival Cruise Line, you know, avoid at night after the buffets close down and the hamburger station goes away and the burrito fucking patio goes away. The only thing left at night is the pizza. I don't even know what you call it. The pizza depot station. It's a guy just making pizzas and flinging out cheese or pepperoni all night and the soft serve ice cream. If there's any COVID going around that place, it's going to be at either one of those places because everybody goes there. Soft serve ice cream, pizza slicing station. Avoid that motherfucker.
Soft serve ice cream.
Oh my God. Avoid that. Hey, and you know what would piss me off? You're waiting on the soft serve ice cream. It's like, oh my God. There's some dumb fuck up there. Do I want chocolate or vanilla? Maybe a swirl. Chocolate, vanilla. It's just like, pick one.
The Let's see. We have elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
I've got, this is New Zealand.
Hello.
You asked about how New Zealand's doing with the COVID.
My God. Hey, please say no COVID there. Please.
New Zealand has extended its national COVID-19 lockdown with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern saying a Delta variant outbreak has yet to peak.
Oh, fuck. So they have it.
She said the rapid spread of the highly transmissible variant meant it was too early to lift restrictions imposed last week after a virus cluster emerged in Auckland, ending a six-month run of no local cases.
See, that is depressing to me. That's depressing. If they can't beat it, are we going to beat it? They can't beat it. I mean, they're beating it.
Well, but they only had,
how many do they have, a cluster?
35 now.
How many do we have? They have 35, what, 1,000? Just 35?
35.
How many do we have in this plot?
In this, yeah.
they have 35? Please, they have.
We're supposed to get 200 a day here in Escambia alone. Ooh, at the peak.
They have 35 and they shut the fuck down. Damn, guys. She said, Florida, fuck.
Delta had a head start on us. We needed to catch up as quickly as we could. We don't think we've reached the peak of this outbreak. Ardern said 35 new cases had been detected, taking the total to 107. With more than 13,000 close contacts undergoing testing. They're contact tracing there.
Oh, okay. So that
and then
helped.
They test everybody that you've...
Yeah. Why don't we do that here? Because why would you? There's so much virus. How do you contact trace? You almost should contact trace people that don't have it.
She said the safest option for all of us right now is to hold the course for longer.
Okay. Imagine there's 35 cases over there. I believe Jacinda is a reasonable politician. Do you believe she is?
Yeah.
Okay. This reasonable politician, they got 35 cases, only 35 in their country, and they shut down.
They also had a mass shooting, and she took away everybody's guns.
That doesn't happen here. We're doing every...
They had a mass shooting, and she said, we don't need these anymore. We don't need these assault rifles anymore. They're going away.
Thing is, and think people are like, why don't you move to New Zealand? They aren't going to have us. The last thing they want is any of us over there.
You have to make a lot of money. I looked at it to see, like, to try to relocate to New Zealand. You have to have a lot of money.
My friend married somebody and moved to New Zealand. He's like, it's the best place.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, man. New Zealand.
You can't swim there because there's sharks.
Well, you can.
Yeah, sure you can, but. Sharks around that motherfucker.
New Zealand's COVID zero elimination strategy, which has resulted in just 26 deaths in a population of 5 million.
Wait, okay, that's a lot less than us. What do we have in 5 million? 26. We have more.
They relied on strict border controls backed by hard lockdowns when any cases slipped through.
We did the same thing.
They said the plan worked before and together we can make it work again.
Right. That's the attitude we have. The plan didn't work before, but we will do the plan again and it won't work.
And
yes,
only about 20% thus far of New Zealand's population is fully inoculated, even.
Is that the difference between fighting a pandemic with good mitigation and without good mitigation?
Well, I guess.
So a lot less.
They have one of the lowest rates in the developed world. But
come on, guys. You can do better. Get that rate up. You're making us look like
send
shit.
Trump down there. Send a Republican down there to show you guys how to kill people off. DeSantis. You guys can have DeSantis.
Please, please, please. I would, you know, don't you think that their response to this pandemic would indicate that their government doesn't suck total like donkey cock? You know what I mean? It seems this like why didn't we have this result? What's wrong with us? Why do we suck so hard?
Because our government did suck donkey dick.
Okay.
I mean, there you go.
What if we didn't?
Well, but we did. But we did. Some alternate universe, maybe.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Different timeline.
Yeah, yeah. Some Star Trek shit.
I don't know if it's the MCA or the...
Oh, what do you mean? What is that?
The Marvel Cinematic.
Oh.
MCU, I mean.
I was talking about Star Trek.
Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah. I think the Spore Drive really blew my mind with Star Trek. Yeah. And...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry, guys.
That's actually the first episode. Right?
It makes a lot of sense. I didn't know that. I mean, if spores exist all throughout the universe,
then why can't we network on spores? They don't. or if they have, we haven't detected them.
Yep.
So this is interesting. I think we had talked about this a little bit before.
Yay.
But... you know, the scumbags, the garbage people,
yes,
frequently turn on each other, almost always turn on each other.
Like Matt Gaetz.
And now Roger Stone is still...
he's alive?
Slinging slings and arrows.
Right.
Hurling slings and arrows.
Why is he upsetty pants? What's his problem?
At Steve Bannon.
Damn, can't you Nazis get along?
Now, I don't know the exact reason of the little fallout among these two little guys.
Right.
But
they're both personalities. That's a problem.
But here is from, you know, Gab or Telegram.
9!
Because Roger Stone is not allowed on a lot of places.
Is he allowed on Telegram?
The most bizarre part of this is that He says what I'm about to read, and then he shares a link. But the link he shares is to the Palmer Report, which is one of the most lefty sites out there.
Right.
But the headline is Steve Bannon's arrest next?
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, they're starting to go after these people that got Trump pardons. Like the guy I think we reported about last week.
So wait, Steve Bannon has been brokering pardons.
No. Steve Bannon got a pardon.
Oh, right. I see.
But not that doesn't cover state charges. But some of these other guys have already been charged again by the state.
Yeah. To make up for the pardons.
Like, yeah, that buddy of Trump's that we talked about, I think it was last week, and the New York AG said, we're not going to let pardons be get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Do you think some of these like AGs and shit, they're like, I'll be goddamned if we're going to let these Trumpites outthink us? We're going to get them.
I would hope so.
I mean, I don't...
It takes much to...
Jeez.
So Roger Stone shares a link to a lefty site, and it says, Robert Mueller informant and perjurer Steve Bannon doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Steve didn't make money on Wall Street, nor did he make money in Hollywood. He's a grifter, a fat, ugly, inarticulate, poorly groomed alcoholic with delusions of grandeur.
Well, wait, what Steve Bannon's going to say, guilty as charged, my friend.
Poorly groomed.
And thank you.
How dare you?
He knows he's ugly. Steve Bannon, does Steve Bannon think he's George fucking Clooney? Yes or no?
I don't know. I would think not. I think he doesn't give a fuck.
I have a prediction. George Clooney will get an Oscar because he will put on 50 pounds and play Steve Bannon in a Hollywood movie about his life. Do you think so?
No.
I can see that. Let somebody fat have the part, George.
Delusions of grandeur. He has never elected anybody to any public office in his life, most particularly not Donald Trump, who is his own man and implemented his own strategy. Oh,
excuse me, Roger.
You need an editor.
But I disagree. Bannon got Trump elected in 2016.
Well, that's what he's mad about, is that Bannon takes credit for getting Trump elected.
I mean, shouldn't he?
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. Part of it.
He's the one that said, hey, wall, and hey, talk about Hillary.
Yeah, but then they got Manafort in, who brought in all the hellfire of Russian semen.
That's true. But he told Manafort to get the fuck out as soon as the Russian semen started spilling onto the floor.
Yeah, but they already had Mike Pence.
Plastic. That's true.
As their chosen one that Manafort wanted.
Yes.
Despite being an informant for Robert Mueller, they indicted him anyway, and he will soon be recharged in New York on new charges. You'll see me at his trial in the front row, and I will not leave until he is convicted and jailed.
What will you be wearing, Air Stone? God damn you lunatics. God, these people are... I am sorry, excuse me. I thought Steve Bannon's...
And he says
what Steve Bannon wants, isn't it what Roger Stone wants?
He says Bannon is a grifter.
God, guys.
I mean,
who is the biggest grifter?
God. Neck snapping.
I know. Okay. Manafort doesn't want what Bannon wants. And Bannon doesn't want what Roger Stone wants. I thought they were all fascists that wanted to upset the quote unquote New World Order.
Yeah, for different reasons, though, I guess. I mean,
I think it's just all falling apart, right? And everyone is trying to not end up in jail.
Like, Roger might just be an ideologue who...
Does he still have his Proud Boy attaché?
I think he's still hanging out with the Proud Boys, yeah.
The guys that follow him around like he's... nobody gives a fuck about Roger Stone except Roger
nobody's
Stone.
Gonna nobody's going to hurt you, Roger. Yeah, nobody's Roger, coming for you.
You dumb fuck.
You're not a big target on the left. Nobody gives a fuck.
In case you did some more illegal shit, somebody might.
Elon Musk.
Yay.
Taking some heat and also giving hard, tiny little boners to all of his incel brigade that fucking love him and everything he says.
Jesus, why is that? Elon, does it bother you that you command a little incel brigade? Doesn't that spark any self-reflection? I mean, Jesus, man, why do they like you?
Elon Musk fans were left baffled after the Tesla CEO posted a bizarre tweet.
Yes.
Let me see if I have the exact tweet.
I can't wait.
It's a screen cap of, so it's a little bit longer text.
Right. You think Elon Musk is more like a movie star and then like a rocket guy? He doesn't want to be in a rocket. He just wants to be.
Elon's building it, but I don't think he's ridden in them.
Dude, I would feel the same way, dude. I wouldn't get up in those fucking rockets either. That's crazy.
It's all very strange. It's like a fictional thing. It says many fans believe the message could be referring to the uncertain times in the country, what it could mean for the rest of the world. Others joke that it's a sign about Dogecoin, the cryptocurrency Tesla followers believe the billionaire owns. However, it seems to be a passage from a historical fiction book that begins with a funeral with a large royal parade arriving to pay their respects. So he tweets this bizarre thing. So gorgeous was the spectacle on the May morning of 1910 when nine kings rode in the funeral of Edward VII of England. that the crowd, waiting in hushed and black-clad awe, could not keep back gasps of admiration. In scarlet and blue and green and purple, three by three, the sovereigns rode through the palace gates with plumed helmets, gold braid, crimson sashes, and jeweled orders flashing in the sun.
Right.
After them came five heirs, apparent, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, really.
To the muffled tongue of Big Ben told nine by the clock as the cortege left the place. But on history's clock, it was sunset.
Oh, yes.
And the sun of the old world was setting.
Methinks.
In a dying blaze of splendor.
Oh.
Never to be seen again. So that's the phrase they've locked onto, the last part.
Right.
That the old world, the sun of the old world is setting in a dying blaze of splendor.
Is it possible?
Never to be seen again.
Elon increased his microdose of psilocybin a wee bit too much. And is having delusions of grandeur in the laboratory.
Is he microdosing?
I have no idea.
Is that good for people on the spectrum?
Absolutely. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like, did he take LSD and read a book that he found particularly profound and like
knows.
Put a screen cap up? I mean, we just have to sit around and wonder what these rich people mean all the time. Maybe he's put a dumb fucking
he
tweet
on
up.
The side. I told you, I did talk to him once, and he is on the spectrum. I mean, it's nice. It was a movie scene. I was the bartender. He was standing at the bar. Oh. You know, we chatted a whole bunch. And he
That's
was
cool.
Very cool.
He's just strange.
But I have social awkwardness kind
God
of thing
damn,
about him or there's just something
God, you know it's I,
there's
I,
something cringy I guess is the best is awful but there's something cringy about it.
You know, don't be cringy, stand there like a human being, and like when people come up to you say something, look him in the eye, say okay, yeah, whatever.
He's got autism,
or just fist bump people. You don't have to shake anybody's hand, or you don't have to hug them, you know what I mean? Just fist bump people. And make if you see
well, but
Elon,
if he's autistic, it's
if you see Elon out in public,
fundamental processing going on.
Make him feel okay, right? Or
he'll
something
okay.
crazy and blow up.
I mean,
the planet.
Not, he's
is he threatening us?
He's just a little off.
Is he threatening us with that?
I don't know. That's what
I mean,
people
that's
are
what I'm saying.
Trying to figure out.
Don't piss off these fucking geeks. Be nice to them, motherfuckers, or they will blow. What is it? A big? What is it at the end? What is that imagery? A big. Flying ball of fucking fire up your asshole. Something like that.
The muffled tongue of Big Ben told nine by the clock as the cortege left the palace. But on history's clock, it was sunset. And the sun of the old world was setting in a dying blaze of splendor never to be seen again.
Okay. Somebody check on him to see what he's working on. Now he's making me nervous. This thing, man. It's like, what if all these oligarchs that have all this money, they can do whatever the fuck they want. What if one of them gets clinically depressed and decides like they want to pull a Dr. Evil? What do we do about it?
Right.
Seriously.
So haven't they though? I mean, the Koch brothers, haven't they been Dr. Eviling for
they're
like
listening 40, to this.
60 years or something?
The Koch brothers are listening to this saying, fuck you, we are Dr. Evil. How dare you? How dare you, motherfucker?
The surviving one.
Right. Elon Musk is depressed and now he wants to blow up the planet. Somebody look in on him. Jesus.
Good God, people of California, don't be apathetic. There's polls showing that people are apathetic about this recall. Don't do it.
We
don't
live in
do
a
it.
State
don't
in Florida.
Let the morons take over, because right now the leading Republican is a lunatic. Are you going to turn California into Trumpville?
Don't.
Are you people out of your fucking mind?
You know, the thing that sucks, if I
get
I
out and vote,
a,
say no.
Right. And I live in a state with a shitty governor, and you live in a state with a shitty governor.
Oh.
And a lot of people listening to this show right now probably live in a state with a shitty motherfucking governor. And it pisses me off that you have a Democrat. I don't give a fuck how you feel about him. He's a Democrat, at least. You're going to replace him? What is your problem? They don't know.
Yeah.
You have it too good. You have no idea. Visit Mississippi, Republican governor. Tate Reeves, their fucking water blew up. They didn't have any water. It froze. And they're awashing COVID. Right? Didn't they have to say, wasn't there some crazy announcement they made about COVID recently? Like,
who?
In Mississippi. Didn't they say, like, if you get admitted to the hospital and you aren't vaccinated, you're not going to be prioritized like someone that's
vaccinated.
Texas.
Yeah. Well, a few states are doing that, though, or saying that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know how it's. It must be going better in California than it is out here.
If there's, I mean, it's a practical reason too. If there's one ventilator, and you've got a person who needs the ventilator that has not been vaccinated, and the person who has been vaccinated but also needs the ventilator,
yes.
You got to give it to the vaccinated person because they're going to have a better chance at outcome.
Right, that's true.
Than the non-vaccinated.
Sorry, guys. I know you couldn't get that little stick in your arm. You got one for polio, didn't you? What if we didn't get the vaccine for polio?
Right. People be coughing from wheelchairs.
Yeah, we wear seatbelts, don't we, fucks?
This is sad for many people. Today has been announced the annual meeting of the National Rifle Association has been canceled due to concerns over COVID-19.
Oh, my God. Y'all can't shoot it?
The NRA's meeting was set for September 3rd through September 5th in Houston. Would have been attended by thousands of people.
Oh, my God.
Taking part in social gatherings and other events on acres of exhibition space.
Blah.
Now they have canceled it.
There must be some adult in Texas, in Houston, that is doing the world a kindness by not allowing this, right? Must be some adult there that says, sorry, guys.
Well, the cities are blue, right? I mean,
yeah.
The Houston NRA has a Democratic mayor, as I believe it does Dallas and Austin.
And the county has a Democratic judge that's in charge of it for some reason, Harris County or Harrison.
Right.
She's on Maddow often talking about a lunatic Republican she's got to fucking deal with. Democrats in Texas must drink a lot.
The organization made the decision after analyzing relevant data regarding COVID-19 in Harris County, where Houston is located. Houston, like other Texas cities and communities, has seen a jump in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations due to the highly contagious Delta variant.
I mean, imagine Jacinda looking at us and thinking, oh my God, you guys aren't shutting down. Look at Houston. I mean, people must look at this country that are reasonable and think, what's wrong? What is wrong with America? Are they fucked in the head?
Oh, that's been going on for a few years, hasn't it?
That's true. We're just going to be fucked in the head. Sorry.
Once we elected Trump, a whole bunch of countries were like, wait a second, fuck what?
It. Yeah.
I mean, we knew they were a little bit assholes, but holy shit.
We were drunk. We were drunk. Nobody knew what they were doing. We elected this Nazi. We thought it would be funny. I think that's what they're thinking, these idiots. They just thought it would be funny.
Over the weekend in Portland, a right-wing protest on Sunday culminated in a gunfight.
Yeah!
When anti-fascist demonstrators returned fire at a man who shot at them with a handgun.
Damn! Okay. Everything is going great.
The firefight took place in the heart of downtown Portland soon after 6 p.m. on Sunday. The anti-fascists followed a man at a distance whom they were trying to eject from the area. He took cover behind a solar-powered trash can, produced a handgun, and opened fire. He fired at least two shots before an anti-fascist returned fire with their own handgun.
Damn.
At least seven shots were fired.
Yay.
Portland police confirmed a man has been arrested over the shooting. Did not have any information about any injuries, though.
So did the anti-fascist with a gun save the day here?
The incident came after a day of protest descended into running clashes involving hundreds of protesters and counter-protesters.
Now with guns.
And the police were left out. They stayed out of it.
Why?
They basically said, we're not going to get involved if they're going to start fighting.
Wait. Isn't that their thing, though? I mean, hey, listen, have gunfire.
I think they're a little butthurt about
this
defund the police stuff. So they're like,
God.
Okay, you're going to defund us, then we're just not going to go.
Excuse me. This is your shit, man. People are shooting each other. That's when the cops come out and say, hey, we're going to do some copping around.
Meanwhile, these Proud Boys are like running around with paintball guns airsoft guns.
Does any of these guys, hey, any Proud Boys listening, you should consider getting a personality. It might help you. It's not this.
Earlier in the afternoon on the east side of the city, Proud Boys discharged rounds from airsoft guns while anti-fascists threw firework munitions, both sides exchanging clouds of choking mace and countless blows in a chaotic running street battle that lasted the better part of an hour.
A chaotic running street battle. There was chaos, there was running, and there was battle, meaning guns. Holy shit. I think everybody needs to calm down and go home.
The earlier confrontation, which began around 4 p.m. in the car park. Car park? Is this British?
We love you.
In the car park.
We love you.
Go home. Oh, it is. It's from The Guardian. Look at that. Car park and abandoned Kmart, where about 200 members of far-right groups had staged a rally billed as their Summer of Love event. they later spilled out onto a busy arterial road.
Nice. And the gunfire spilled out into a busy road. We're winning.
And the parking lot, car park, it says, of a nearby Park Rose High School.
Pow, pow. How many shots fired? A bunch?
Seven, I think they heard. But wow. That's bullets. They were shooting paintballs and airsoft at each other. And
oh, God.
Fireworks.
If I had to choose, I would take a paintball over all of that, I guess.
It began when a group of about 30 anti-fascists walked past the right-wing rally at 4 p.m. and the Proud Boys gave chase.
Oh.
The forecourt of a neighboring gas station and a convenience store were soon racked by explosions and gas-propelled airsoft projectiles.
What the fuck? And this isn't the cops, by the way. These are
Proud
Boys. No,
these are the Proud Boys and the anti-fascists.
Is anybody looking into this shit?
I think they're confusing airsoft for paintball, because okay. I'm seeing a lot of paintball.
Yes.
Airsoft can hurt, though, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. All of this is insane. None of this is great. This is not reasonable.
The two sides briefly disengaged about 4:15, and street medics on both sides attended to participants who had been beaten, shot, or overcome by pepper spray.
I guess the cops are like, fuck it, I'm not showing up to this shit.
Proud Boys set upon a small pickup truck, smashing windows, slashing tires, scattering the vehicle's cargo of bottled water, severely beating the male occupant.
Yes. Jeez.
When anti-fascists retreated from the car park, parking lot, Proud Boys erupted into chants of "Whose streets are streets?"
Oh my God!
Whose streets are streets?
Why do we have the bottom of the barrel of fucking intellect? God, it's just, why do we only deal with stupid people? It's always dumb fucks.
Back at the car park.
Oh, hello.
Another vehicle was turned on its side and spray painted with the letters F A F O.
Maybe at the gay Rosh.
An acronym for the Proud Boys' catchphrase. Fuck around and find out.
Oh, you go fuck yourself. God, fuck these motherfuckers. They're so stupid. They're so stupid with all their dumb... It's so irritating with all their signage and their secret bullshit. Go fuck yourselves. Your children. Eat a dick.
Asked about their absence in the Park Rose confrontation, a spokesperson for the Portland Police Bureau repeated in an email the advice that Police Chief Chuck Lovell had given in the days leading up to the clashes. Quote, as the chief stated before the event today, people should keep themselves apart and avoid physical confrontation.
Yay!
He told them that.
Yeah.
You guys should stay apart.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are these cops afraid of the Proud Boys?
Arrests may not be made in the moment, but may come succeeding days when they look at videos.
That's what always happens. Whenever there's one of these Proud Boy incidents, nobody can get arrested that right then and there. We got to look at it. We got to make sure these white guys actually did something wrong.
And this is driving the conservatives crazy because in lead up to the rallies, the mayor, Ted Wheeler, other elected officials, a number of progressive nonprofits urged protesters in a virtual rally and in press conferences to choose love. Just choose love, guys.
Yes,
with those Proud Boys. Choose love.
Choose love. Choose love. Their motto is fuck around and find out, by the way. Whatever that means. God, they're so stupid. Fuck around and find out. I bet they all have Oakley sunglasses on with the straps. So that the dumb fucking sunglasses that can hang.
Meanwhile, the current neck. I guess he's still is in charge of the Proud Boys. But remember, the Proud Boys had a schism.
Yes. A white trash schism.
When they just couldn't handle that a brownish person was the head of the Proud Boys. So the blatantly white nationalist Nazi racist wing of the Proud Boys split off.
Excuse me.
And left these guys. This is
what do you guys expect though?
Enrique Terrio.
I mean, is it like supposed to be like progress that the Proud Boys had a person of color as their leader? I mean, aren't they racist?
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Terrio was sentenced to over 5 months in jail for burning a Black Lives Matter banner during a pro-Trump demonstration last December.
Damn! Go to jail, motherfucker!
Yay. He bragged about burning the banner, which had been stolen from a historic black church.
Jeez. What an asshole.
He pleaded guilty in July to burning the banner and attempting to possess a high-capacity gun magazine.
Perfect.
What does that mean?
That he was trying.
He tried to buy one,
yeah,
and they caught him?
An undercover person or something. Or maybe, I don't know.
He claimed he didn't know the banner was stolen from the Asbury United Methodist Church, but showed no remorse about joining other Proud Boy members and setting it on fire. Later saying on social media, "I'm dad proud I did it."
Have fun in jail. You might have fun in jail. How does a Proud Boy of color do in jail? Explain that to me.
90 days in prison, followed by 3 months of probation and an order barring his return to D.C. He can't go back to D.C.
Yeah. They just had to. Listen, can you make it so this guy never comes back here? He sucks. He fucking sucks. That's not fair. Oh, I see D.C. So now you don't have to deal with him, but he's allowed to go anywhere else on this planet. Let me explain to you where that dickhead's going to end up. Florida. Fuck off.
Though Terrio apologized on Monday and said he made a grave mistake by burning the banner, Superior Court Judge Harold Cushenberg said Terrio did, quote, not credibly express genuine remorse, right, and sentenced him to 155 days in jail. He's ordered to surrender to the D.C. prison on September 6th.
Yay. Okay. Good job, dickhead. Again, so, I'm confused as to how you do in prison.
And that had nothing to do with the insurrection.
Oh,
that's from.
This is separate.
Yeah, I think that was it. I don't know if that was from. Oh, it is January 6th.
Gosh, these groups.
Oh no, he was arrested at the January 6th protest.
Yes,
when he came to. So this happened before the burning of the banner.
Okay.
So he was going to go to the January 6th, but they arrested him for
Jesus
this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Proud Boys, everybody.
Yay! Go fuck yourself. Are they the worst out of all the people? Is it Proud Boys?
I know. I think those like 3%ers or those guys are creepier. The Proud Boys are
3%.
Gavin McInnes, he's a lumber sexual for
Doesn't
fuck's sake. And you know, a lot of them are
around.
A lot of them are
sword?
Yeah, sword. A lot of them are LARPers, you know. I mean, but the 3%ers, those guys.
Those aren't great.
Well, those are the military guys and police
Great.
That are running around the woods preparing for warfare.
That's the thing. These guys need a hobby. I'm convinced. So a lot of these people need to find something they like doing, like watch a movie, build a model, like a model airplane or something, paint something. You could be a painter. You could learn to play the guitar, or you could be a little fuckhead insurrectionist dullard. You know, you could do a lot of things with your time. How is that fun? I'm an insurrectionist. You know.
But then we've got a man accused of helping coordinate a self-styled malicious incursion into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Yay!
Was released yesterday to home confinement.
Oh, perfect!
After he argued that his wife will keep him from falling back into his extremist views.
I don't understand any of this. How do you let this guy out?
The public defender said she has no tolerance for that kind of talk. Only after a federal judge agreed to release Joseph Hackett did a prosecutor mention that his wife, Dina, hosts a political podcast.
Oh, okay. I imagine. What does Dina have to say?
While the prosecutor did not describe the show's content,
Nazi.
Where am I reading from? Washington Post. Adina Hackett co-hosted two episodes of a podcast called A&D's Patriot Battle Cry.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
Rub that in, it said.
Ooh, rub it in. What does that mean?
Rub that in, all caps, under that.
Gosh.
In which she described her husband as a political prisoner trying to preserve this country. So, if she's going to keep him from being radicalized,
yes.
Yet she's been on podcasts and has talked about her husband being a political prisoner.
This is radicalization. She's doing radicalization. I don't know. I don't like this plan. I don't think she's a good person.
Prosecutors allege in court records that Hackett, her husband, led Sarasota members of the Oath Keepers, an anti-government group with chapters across the country. In preparation for January 6th, they say, he coordinated with founder Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers.
Stuart.
And took part in... wasn't that a member of Duran Duran?
He was... Yes.
And
Stuart
took
Rhodes.
Part in, I'm sure he wasn't, and took part in firearms.
Andy
training.
Rhodes.
It's some Rhodes.
Yeah, Nick Rhodes, actually.
Aren't there a couple of Rhodes? Aren't there brothers?
I think Siri's listening to me. It's going to tell me right now for something. Why are you listening to me?
And Duran Duran?
Right.
I thought there were two.
I think.
Two Rhodes brothers.
There's no Stuart.
the. Oh, they're Taylor brothers.
Oh.
John Taylor, Andy Taylor, and Roger Taylor.
There's no Rhodes in Duran Duran.
And Simon LeBon.
And Rhodes! Somebody Rhodes! Damn! I swear to God.
Am I losing my mind? Why, that's why I said it. I thought there was a Rhodes.
Stuart Rhodes? Original members of Duran Duran.
The, I'm going to keep going while you look that up. The,
What the fuck? John Taylor, Nick Rhodes.
Oh, Nick Rhodes. Okay.
Andy Taylor, some guy named Stephen Duffy, and then Warren.
So Nick Rhodes, but the Taylor brothers were the brother brothers.
Oh, right.
Got it. Stuart Rhodes founded the Oath Keepers. This guy Hackett, the woman's husband, coordinated and took part in firearms training.
And she's in charge of, listen, what marriage has a guy... A guy in the Three Percenters or Oath Keepers or whatever, but his wife is progressive and not for it. I mean, how do you... Like, of course she's in it.
Prosecutors said they were preparing for any eventuality, bringing guns to a hotel in Virginia for a quick reaction for us in case they had to go get their guns and come back.
Why does this guy need to be released? He seems problematic. He's got a quick reaction force.
U.S. attorney said they were preparing for any eventuality with the ultimate aim of making sure Joe Biden did not become president.
Yeah, sure. Let that guy out on parole. Don't worry about him. He's fine.
The lawyer acknowledged that Hackett had joined the Oath Keepers in 2020 and became, quote, susceptible to right-wing propaganda.
Ooh, great. And now he's a domestic terrorist doing God knows what. But we let him out on parole because whatever the fuck.
But she's blaming, the lawyer is blaming... Political leaders, too.
Yes.
At some time, this country is going to have to have a reckoning about how much misinformation is out there for such a sustained amount of time.
She's supposed to be the person in charge of this, of her
husband. No, that's the lawyer.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
His lawyer.
Okay.
Based on the conversations, the lawyer says she believes Hackett is no longer radicalized.
Okay.
He was not political before 2020, she said, never having voted in a presidential election.
Oh, my Christ.
He didn't even vote for Trump the first time.
But why the second time, then? You were like, oh, I love what he's doing with this pandemic.
She said his wife, quote, wasn't thrilled with a lot of the content Mr. Hackett was starting to listen to, and she didn't want to hear his extreme views.
What about her podcast? What about her fucking podcast?
Yeah, here it says the introduction to the Battle Cry podcast includes references to far-right conspiracy theories, including QAnon.
Yay!
The belief that Democrats are engaged in child sex abuse.
Absolutely. Hillary Clinton's got a baby face on her face with Uma Abedin. That kind of shit. Spirit dinners.
On the podcast, she said, the Americans who fought for this country, we are now terrorists. She lamented the former President Trump and so-called Republicans weren't doing more for those jailed for participation in the Capitol assault.
Right.
She made an exception for Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying, I love her.
You love her? You love Marjorie Taylor Greene? In what way? I mean, why?
Well, those episodes of the podcast have gone poof. You can't find them anymore.
Jeez.
For some reason.
Wow.
The judge said it would have been good to know about the podcast before I released him into the home, he said.
Why didn't you know about it?
But he still allowed Hackett to leave jail on an added condition that he not participate in the podcast.
Oh, what the fuck?
Or use a cell phone.
Why are you letting this happen? You can't. We're worried enough about you that we don't want you on a podcast or using a cell phone. Okay.
The judge said Hackett seemed to be more of a follower on January 6th than a leader, although he called the evidence against the Oath Keepers some of the most harrowing from the Capitol cases.
Meaning,
the Oath Keepers were the most violent.
Right.
Hackett has been charged with conspiracy, destruction of government property, obstruction of an official proceeding, and trespassing.
Yes.
Yesterday, prosecutors asked for another January 6th defendant who had been released to be incarcerated again, saying he has continued to consume false political information.
Oh, shit.
According to the court records, Douglas Jensen confronted U.S. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman in the Capitol because of his belief in QAnon. He was released after his attorney said he had come to understand it was a lie, but prosecutors say that Jensen spent 2 days recently listening to a symposium disputing the election results.
Oh my God, he went to the Mike Lindell show!
And called his alleged disavowal of QAnon just an act.
Was the Mike Lindell symposium more like a variety hour kind of thing? Like an entertainment thing? Okay.
In response, Jensen's attorney compared the violation to a relapse by someone addicted to drugs. Just had a relapse.
I don't understand. God, all this shit to explain away really criminal behavior by white people. I'm just saying that if this was different and we were talking about someone that was black, I think the law would be different. The justice would be different, wouldn't it?
If the crowd had been BLM people, yes. Oh my God, there would have been bodies.
I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. These people are crazy. There's no reason this guy should be out there. He formed a quick response force, whatever that means. Bunch of idiots running around with their fucking guns. You let him out, sure.
Colonoscopy is trending, and I just looked at 10 tweets, and it's everybody saying, I don't know why colonoscopy is trending, but here's what happened with mine, or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know. Can't tell you.
Yay.
What's going on. Colonoscopy. Inexplicably trending on the Twitter.
That's right, Pat.
Things like that happen. Tweet us during the show.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Oh, Herschel Walker is running for Senate.
Oh, Georgia. Yes. You know, he used to be a football player.
I'm aware of that. Yeah,
I've heard that. Big Trumpalo.
Former University of Georgia football star Herschel Walker.
Yay. He's going to run against Warnock? Right? I mean...
I got to turn off my ad blocker.
I
got
to tell you, here's what we really don't need in government. Nothing against Herschel Walker, anybody that played a sport where your head gets bashed in all the time, but there's that.
Former University of Georgia football star Herschel Walker launched a campaign for the U.S. Senate with former President Donald Trump's support, bringing both his celebrity and his untested political background to the premier 2022 contest. Walker becomes the most prominent Republican so far to line up against Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock in next year's race, ending intense speculation that he'll move from his home in Texas to Georgia to run for the office.
Raphael Warnock or this guy that played football back in the day? Which one? Are you kidding me?
Please. He entered the race after months of pleas from Trump.
Oh, my God.
Who predicted the former running back would be unstoppable as a candidate as he was on the field. Run, Herschel, run, he said in March.
Hey, you dumb fuck. When was the last time that anybody that was endorsed by Trump actually won? Who won? Not a lot of them win, right?
Some senior Republicans worry that Walker will inevitably stumble against Warnock, who has emerged as a fundraising powerhouse.
Oh,
and a national figure since defeating GOP incumbent Kelly Loeffler.
How are the debates going to go with Herschel Walker, the football player,
well, exactly.
and Raphael Warnock, a guy that speaks in front of people? Like his whole
Along life. With his longstanding Texas residency, Walker has... So he's totally carpetbagging. He's like, I'm moving.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to move and run for senator.
Right.
Walker has a history of violent and erratic behavior, some of which he's attributed to his struggles with mental illness. Okay. His stance on major policies, along with his ability to court grassroots voters and donors, is a mystery. He has so far skipped key political events that most of the prospective contenders in Georgia attend.
But he doesn't have to, because he is Herschel motherfucking Walker, and everybody in Georgia is fucking stupid, and they will be dazzled by the name recognition. Is that how it's going to go? He's not going to want to debate anything.
But he throws out another prominent Republican, including U.S. Representative Buddy Carter, who repeatedly said he would not run until Walker ruled himself out. Now that Trump has supported Walker, Carter said... That means he's essentially the lock to win the primary. So some of these guys aren't even going to run now that Trump has anointed Herschel Walker.
Why do we want Herschel? Herschel Walker, why do you have to run for the Senate? What about where you live? Is there some position on the school board you might want to run on? Why is
he's
it?
He's just got his name. He's just going to run on his name.
What do you know about this shit? I mean, honestly. You don't like Raphael Warnock? Does Herschel Walker think he's going to do a better job than Raphael Warnock?
Of course.
Come on. Don't be an idiot. Please.
Despite the odds, three other contenders entered the race months ago, and they could immediately test Walker's popularity with Republican voters. So there you go. There will be some...
They're going to love him.
There will be some white Republicans running. So don't forget, Herschel Walker is a black man.
Oh, dude, but I remember when he... I lived in Georgia. He was like, he was a huge star.
Well, yeah.
He was like Donnie and Marie, man. I mean, people love this guy.
Two other contenders, top contenders are Kelvin King, a military veteran, and Latham Sadler, former Navy SEAL, Trump administration official.
Sorry, guys. You weren't the star running back for the Georgia Bulldogs. And he didn't play... I think for the New Jersey Generals in the USFL, you're just a non-factor because this football player is freezing you the fuck out. That's so stupid. What a dumb country we have.
So there we go. We shall see.
Is there anybody else that's prior career was like getting their body destroyed, taking blows to the head at football practice over and over again? Is there any wrestler out there that just spent most of their days getting hit over the head with a chair that wants to run for public office? Football players. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole. This offends anyone, but geez.
So we shall see. 59 years old. We'll see what happens.
He was a great running back. I'm sure
that's amazing.
He will be a great senator. That's so real, you know.
Well, yeah. What about Trump?
That's how people. I don't understand how
he was a great reality star and he's really rich. So you know he'll be a perfect president.
What other football people do we have in politics we compare this to? Tommy Tuberville. How's that going?
Great.
That's it.
He's really articulate.
I can't think of any other. There's got to be another major football guy that's in politics now.
I can't think of, I'm, you know, I'm sure there have been, but I can't think of one.
Is Eli Manning going to run for governor of New York?
Maybe Tim Tebow.
Oh yeah. That dumb fuck will definitely run for something. That's a good one. Tim fucking Tebow. He's going to run. He'll run for something in Florida. That's it. That's perfect for us. That's what we deserve. Governor Tim Tebow of Florida. Good.
We have an update.
Crab diving update.
On the probably stupid decision for OnlyFans.
Yay.
To decide that the entire base of people using OnlyFans that made it rich and famous yes. are going to be kicked off.
That is bullshit.
By banning pornography.
Boo. We live in a sandbox.
There have been huge uproar, especially for people that have been content providers there who say,
well, why are they doing this?
These assholes got rich off of us and now they're just leaving us high and dry. OnlyFans CEO Tim Stokely today said the subscription platform's recent ban on porn, Ryan, is due to, quote, unfair treatments from the banks. He's trying to blame bankers.
Oh, okay. Wait. You're making all this money and you think the bankers don't want the money. Well, is he trying to like mainstream or something? Is it?
They probably think that they're somehow going to become like real celebrities.
But
they don't realize that a lot of non-sexual performers.
Yes.
Join like Rudy, join OnlyFans. Only because of the COVID.
Well, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I was trying to think what kind of horror story would be on Rudy's OnlyFans.
And especially like a lot of musicians, a lot of actors, yes. You know, they were desperate to get some income.
Right. Listen, you make OnlyFans, you're fucking the people that made you famous. It really sucks. That made you money. Now you're going to fuck them.
Stokely, in an interview, the CEO said OnlyFans had no choice other than banning explicit sexual content because its banking partners would routinely point to the reputation risk and refuse our business.
Shut the fuck up. The reputation risk. Refuse our business. Oh, yes. They're not going to take your money. Whatever. That's crazy.
We'll take that Russian oligarch money.
What are you going to watch on OnlyFans?
We're not going to take any website money.
What are you going to do on OnlyFans though right now? Like, what happens? Oh, I'm going to weave baskets in a muumuu or something. I mean, what do you do on there?
The decision was a major one considering OnlyFans, now with more than 130 million users, yes. 2 million creators, built its company largely on creators posting adult content.
That's right, Pat. And now we're going to take it away because we're stupid fucking children that can't handle anything and we're repressed. And we're losers. We're fascinated with Jeebus. God, we suck.
They said a few of the banks that pushed back against porn on the platform were JP Morgan Chase, New York Mellon, Metro Bank. JP Morgan Chase, the CEO said, was particularly aggressive in closing accounts of sex workers.
Jesus. What's your JP Morgan Chase, they can't take it. They don't like OnlyFans. It offends their sensibilities.
Well, and let's what are you look behind to? The curtain of any executives of JP Morgan
Is
Chase.
Is it Jamie Dimon?
No, he's wait. No.
Whatever.
Yeah, I forget Jamie Dimon.
But these guys like JP Morgan, they're all into kinky shit. You know what I mean? Like
Oh, he is. Yeah. That's Jamie Dimon.
Jamie Dimon. I bet Jamie Dimon, you've been on all OnlyFans? I bet you have.
Oh, he's only worth $1.9
billion. You're worth $1.9 billion, but all these sex workers that are supporting themselves off OnlyFans, you want to take that from them.
I want to see Katie Porter get out her whiteboard. Oh, talk to Jamie Dimon about why they were going after sex workers.
Go after Jamie Dimon.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I bet that guy's up to some shit. Please.
It's always great when Elizabeth Warren goes after him, too.
Yeah. God.
I wish they could get Katie Porter to be a host. Hopefully she'll stick around and she'll get to chair something.
Yeah. I mean.
And she's around. Because she's only on her second term.
Yeah.
She's only been in for 3 years, right?
I think so. Wasn't Katie Porter the person that hid AOC when the insurrection...
Was she?
Riot of insurrections came through. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Right.
This is Trump's America.
We're so shitty. Anymore. We can't even have OnlyFans. That's how shitty we are. We can't have anything remotely adult. No one puts a gun to your head and says, hey, go to OnlyFans, motherfuckers. Nobody does that. You don't have to go there.
This is my second home state of Wisconsin.
Yay! Bean snappers.
In scenic and lovely Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin.
Oh, wee wee.
Which is over on the western side of the state.
Oh, the western part, okay.
Snuggled up against Iowa.
Ooh.
Across the river there.
Right.
Staff at the Prairie du Chien Memorial Library have said they felt threatened and intimidated after a Republican.
Okay.
I almost said Russian.
Yes.
After a Republican congressional candidate, Derek Van Orden, threw a hissy fit complaining about displays celebrating Pride Month.
Oh, my fucking God. Derek, grow up, motherfucker. What don't you like about... What's your big problem with that?
Ben Orton recently moved to Prairie du Chien, visited the library on June 17th, began to, quote, aggressively question the Pride display in the library's children's section.
I mean, do you like parades, dickhead? Go to the gay pride parade. You will have so much fun. It's a lot of fun, right? You've been to the gay pride parade before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you hating on this?
In Chicago.
Yes, absolutely. It's a good time. God, Derek. Why are you such an asshole?
18-year-old Kerrigan Trouch of Eastman works as a page at the library.
Kerrigan Trouch.
She says, it was chaos.
He lost his little fucking mind over gay pride.
And she says she's particularly offended because she's also a member of the LGBTQ community. And she was 17 at the time of the incident.
God, Derek, why do you have to be such a little bitch?
Van Orden is running for a second time to represent Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, a must-watch race in the upcoming midterm election, as Republicans are looking to take back the House. He's currently the only registered Republican in the race. After longtime Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat, announced he would retire, so hopefully...
Ron, why are you retiring? You're leaving the world to this fuckhead? You gotta...
Well, they're gonna put it... It's been a Democratic stronghold for a while, maybe.
Derek said,
each June, the library there sets up a series of displays and programs for Pride Month.
Yes.
Among other displays, it sat among other displays, including one for Dairy Month. Apparently, he wasn't upset about Dairy Month. It's also celebrated in June.
I'm not upset about Dairy Month. I don't know why that strikes me as funny.
The displays include colorful posters, and a mix of both fiction and nonfiction books on diversity, inclusivity, and the LGBTQ community. The children's display was placed on a small section of a table with rainbow paper lining it, and the library hosted a Pride-themed chalk art event on the sidewalk.
There you go.
In front of its building later in the month.
How nice, Derek. Why can't you enjoy that?
But toward the middle of June, the staff began to receive some pushback from the community. A city of about 5,500 in rural Crawford County.
Eat my dick.
Emails, calls, and in-person complaints about the displays.
In-person complaints. There you go.
Had them on high alert.
Hi, Karen.
On June 17th, Kerrigan, this is at the time, the 17-year-old Paige.
Yes.
Was in a back room with a coworker when she began to hear words being exchanged out in front between a man and another colleague. I started to realize his voice was raising, so I walked out there to one of my coworkers and realized this is not a good situation.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who he was or right. that he was a congressional candidate.
This guy's losing his shit.
She described Van Orden as angry, said he used words like disgusting, adding that the books offended him and the taxpayers should not have to see the selection of books. He said information in the books, many of them fictional picture books for children, is incorrect.
It says you.
One in particular.
You fucking idiot.
One book in particular, Ryan, enraged him.
He didn't like it.
Yes. For not being historically accurate.
Okay.
He specifically was upset and raged at the 2018 book, A Day in the Life of Marlon Brando.
Oh!
The parody book written by Stephen Colbert's people.
I gotta say, that is the bright spot of 2018. That story is a great story. That is a feel-good fucking story.
The parody of the real book about Marlon Brando that was written by Pence.
Hey, I love Marlon Brando. What's your problem with Marlon Brando, Derek?
But the fictional one that he's upset about is a picture book that aims to combat Pence's anti-gay views by detailing a same-sex romance between Marlon Brando and another rabbit.
And how do you know, Derek? What do you say it's fiction?
Well, that's not what he's upset about. He's upset because the book... Well, he's not upset because fictional rabbits didn't fall in love. He's upset. He says it's historically inaccurate in claiming that same-sex marriage was illegal in the U.S. when the story was written. The book claims Mike Pence was VP prior to the Supreme Court ruling of Obergefell versus Hodges.
Oh, my God.
This book is a clear attempt to paint Republicans as being not inclusive.
We don't have to do... Wait. Excuse me. You aren't, though. And you don't need to be painted like that. You're painting yourself
he
like
said,
that.
He said, the book is skewing young people to think that Republicans are not inclusive. This book is not informational. It's propaganda.
No, it's real. Republicans are not inclusive. That's like your thing. Why are you upset about that?
They said his voice was loud. He was aggressive. He was jabbing his finger into the book constantly.
Oh, God.
Kerrigan said she was very uncomfortable and felt he was threatening.
This dude needs to grow the fuck up. What a dumb fuck.
They got a superior involved, and the page stayed nearby suggesting books to him from the adult section about the LGB community and diversity. I said that if I may help you, I can help you. He kept saying, hush, you don't have a voice.
Oh.
You don't have a voice, he said.
What a fuck. What is wrong with this motherfucker?
But yet this man-child has a voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, everyone's supposed to sit and put up with his little pissy tantrum diaper filling.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got to be heard. You got to hear my pace.
He demanded to know who set up the displays so he could, quote, teach them a lesson.
Why are you such a child? Grow the fuck up. Enjoy gay pride.
So you know what this asshole did? He got a library card and checked out every book that was on the kids' display.
You dumb fuck.
All the gay books.
Jesus. All the gay books. I'm going to take these gay books. What'd you do with the gay books? You checked out the gay books.
She said, we can't tell him he couldn't take them out. We were very fearful they would never return or they'd be damaged when we got them back. But all of them were returned unharmed within a week. So,
listen. What did the guy do with the books?
I masturbated to them.
I'm going to take these gay books. I just don't understand these.
Took them to the glory hole and at the Prairie Duchesne truck stop.
Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday night.
Marlon Bundo.
God damn. Hey, listen. What if Marlon Bundo's gay? That's great.
But God, these infants,
they really are
these
children.
Man children, these babies that just throw. And the telling. Statement. You have no voice.
Yeah.
You shut up. I'm a white, straight, Christian male.
Don't you have any gay friends?
You have no voice.
Were you ever in a play? Do you have no gay friends? I just don't understand these people.
Oh, you're asking him?
Yes. This.
I was going to say, I have, yeah. I've
yes,
been
of
in
course,
a play.
But of course. What happened? Why is this guy so shut in?
You don't have to have been in a play to have gay friends,
no,
by
I know,
the way.
It's not a totally fair thing to say, but, you know, I'm just generalizing. I come from
the
theater.
Have you ever had your hair done?
You know, there's a lot. You know what it's like. It's like you're in the theater. There are tons of gay people
sure.
there. So what the fuck? Why? I don't know.
I would argue it's probably the same percentage of people. It's just it's more open
yeah.
and out
right,
in the theater
the thing is,
community.
Grow the fuck up. That's all. You fuck.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7
Yay.
Eastern. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, blessed evening, everybody. We'll hit y'all up again tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.